Sommaren 2003 så var jag 20 år gammal. Ruisrock-festivalen var bekant för mig. Jag hade varit där redan sedan 1999. Men det var första gången jag var där på jobb. Och jag hade bokat jättemånga intervjuer och jag svärmar runt där på den här kärntunga VIP-området och gjorde en massa korta intervjuer också. För det var en massa artister och kändisar som man nappade på och kunde göra lite så ge sommarfilis grejer också. Och sånt. Jag gjorde tiotals sådana. Plötsligt, medan Dio stod på scenen, ja, på den tiden så var det ännu heavy på Ruisrock, så stötte jag på Bam Margera. Och Bam Margera var en superstjärna just då i och med tv-serien Jackass, plus att han var en av världens främsta skatare. Och han var också en ganska vanlig syn i Finland, för han var ett jättestort fan av Finland och finska band, och framförallt då Him, som han hade tatueringar av lite överallt på hela kroppen. Den här intervjun har jag inte hört på väldigt många år för jag nu grävde fram den här helt en vecka före den publiceras. Så jag måste nog erkänna att jag blev lite röd om öronen när jag hör här på en ung och oerfaren Simosas med alla sina oh yeah dude-meningar.
I was supposed to be doing a skate demo on the 4th of July in Philadelphia, but I fell so hard that I couldn't skate anymore, so I just hopped on the first plane to Finland to see this fucking Ruis Rock.
Why Ruisrock? What attracted you? What?
Well, always Him for one, and then I wanted to see 69 Eyes, but I missed them. But I did see the helicopters and the sounds, and now I'm watching Dio.
What other projects do you have right now?
I got a show coming out on MTV called Bam TV, and that'll probably come out in October in Europe.
Tell me about Bam TV. What's it all about?
We filmed two episodes already, and the first episode is me completely making my dad's day a living hell. And I put hydraulics in his van, so when he went to McDonald's through the drive-thru, it started hopping up and down to rap music, and goddamn, that was funny. And then the second episode, I built ramps in the inside of my house with Tony Hawk and had a contest.
You've been in Finland quite a few times, am I right?
Yeah, this is probably my 13th time.
Okay, what do you think about Finland?
I love it. It's, I don't know, there's just something about it. Like, you can walk down the street at 4 a.m. and you don't gotta worry about somebody, like, robbing you or whatever, you know? Like, if you do that in Philadelphia, goodbye. Like, you're history, you know?
Really?
Oh. If you walk down the street in West Philly, yeah, for sure, you'll get beat up.
Oh, really? Okay, we all know that you're a huge Him fan. What's it about Him that, okay, tell me the beginning of, how did you discover Him?
In 2000, I came to Helsinki for a skate contest, and there's just all these Razorblade Romance posters all over the place, so I finally bought the album, and I liked every song in it, so that's pretty much the reason. Every song that Villa does is just so good, so they're my favorite band.
Okay, so what about Jackass? Is the Jackass era ended, or what's next?
We're done Jackass. I'm just gonna do my new show, and I got a movie coming out, two movies actually.
I heard about the Haggard movie. Tell me about that one.
Oh yeah, and there's that one too. That was just a movie that it's based on a true story. Ryan Dunn from Jackass had this girlfriend that was just fucking the whole town of Westchester behind his back. And I was like, this has to be a movie now. So we made it.
All right, man. The guys of the Jackass crew who participated in that movie, Ryan Dunn, I've heard, and...
Ryan Dunn, Brandon DiCamello, and Chris Rabb. Rabb himself.
How come Ryan Dunn always gets beat up or stuff?
I don't know.
You always beat that guy up.
Yeah. I don't know. He deserves it, I guess.
What's the worst thing that has happened to you ever? Like, people come and clap your shoulder, but doing Jackass episodes and stuff.
Breaking my tailbone, and then they showed my dick on television. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, the loop thing. Yeah, the loop thing.
That hurt too. Yeah.
Okay, we all know that you love Him. Tell me about the Finnish music scene. What's it about? What's up with the thing that Bam and the Finnish music scene? What's it with the thing that? How come you like the Finnish music so much?
It just rocks harder. Like, you got Him, you got 69 Eyes, you got Hanoi Rocks, Amorphis, And then there's even Swedish bands like the Helicopters, and the sounds are so good. Like, America, music in America sucks. It sucks.
That comforts me. And you like Turbo Negro also, I heard.
I don't like Turbo Negro. I love Turbo Negro.
I've heard you directed their music video. Am I right?
That was Jeff Tremaine. He's also in Jackass. He directs Jackass, but I only directed him videos and CKY videos. But I'm gonna do a Bloodhound Gang video and a 69 Eyes video probably in the future.
Really?
Yeah.
69 Eyes always.
Yeah, we've been doing some talking. They want Kiefer Sutherland in it real bad.
Som ni hör här så jobbar jag tydligen med en trasig mikrofon, vilket ju var väldigt proffsigt. Men förhoppningsvis fick ni nog reda på vad som sägs där. Ben var väldigt glad och cool att prata med, och jag har haft äran att träffa honom flera gånger, och han har alltid varit väldigt, väldigt vänlig mot mig. Och nu just det här året, 2003, så tog han sig spontant i Royce Rock då han inte kunde skate på grund av en skada som han hade just då. Och du har på med en tv-serie som man då kallar BAM TV. Men den här serien blev aldrig att heta BAM TV, utan den blev att heta Viva La Bam. Och det blev ju en jättestor succé. Bamman älskar Finland och framförallt finska band som då Him och 69 Eyes. Och han tycker också att Finland är bra på det viset att det är lugnt helt enkelt. Att man kan gå ut på stan 4 på natten och du behöver inte vara liksom rädd för någonting. Vi nämnde en av BAMs bästa vänner, Ryan Dunn. Han dog senare i en bilolycka 2001. Och 2003 så kunde ännu BAM lite skratta åt Ryan Dunn att han förtjänar att få stryk i Jackass. Det här förstås sa han ju vänligt och broderligt. BAM och Ryan var genom hela deras liv väldigt, väldigt goda vänner, så det var ju förstås bara ett skämt. Nåja, vi hoppar ett år framåt. Platsen är igen Royce Rock och året är 2004. Den här gången snackar jag med BAM och hans största idol, Ville Valo från Him, här samtidigt.
Två människor som inte åtminstone borde uppträda här, nämligen Ville Valo och BAM Margera. Tell me guys, what are you doing here in Royce Rock since you're not performing? Not Ville and not BAM, obviously.
We came to see some Scandinavian bands, like Turbo Negro, 69 Eyes, Hanoi Rocks, and what else are we seeing?
Weeping Willows, Rasmus.
Negative. We're going to see Monster Magnet as well, so we're just basically hanging out. I didn't want to go, but he flew over, so, you know, I was supposed to be, like, recording my demos back at home of new songs, but...
I screwed it all up.
You screwed it all up.
Why did you screw it all up?
Well, because if I'm flying into Finland and I'm going to go to a festival, by God, Zilla Zalo's coming with me.
And he wanted a picture with Andy as well.
Yeah, and we got it. I'm blowing it up.
You got it.
8 feet big.
Okay. Det vill säga, BAM, han kom på ett överraskningsbesök till Finland. Det var inte meningen. Alltså, Ville skulle inte egentligen vilja komma oss hit till Royce Rock, men BAM övertalade honom. Och det här, BAM tycker hemskt mycket om skandinaviska band, bland annat 69 Eyes, Hanoi Rocks, Negativ, vad här nu allt nämnde. Ville, what's going on with him right now? You released a collection here a while ago. What's next?
We're just hanging out for a couple of months, writing some new songs, and then we're doing a tour in England in October. Then playing a few gigs probably at the States. Then just like after that, going into a studio. So that's it. Now we're just eating ice cream and drinking beer.
How are the gigs in the States? You sold out the whole tour, I heard.
Oh, that was really good. That was really. We were really surprised because we thought that the only officially released album over there is Razorblade Romance, so we thought that everybody just knows that album, but it seems that for once internet has done some good for a band as well, so loads of people had ordered that stuff and they knew all the new stuff as well, so it was surprisingly good.
Do you think Mr. Margera has anything to do with this tour being sold out?
Nothing besides him having like 120 people on the guest list every night.
Det var 120 människor var det på VIP-listan på Him's Cakery i USA. Det var ju hela turnén var faktiskt slutsåld. Och där och Ville var nog lite överraskad eftersom endast en skiva blev utsläppt där. Men nu för tillfället så håller Him-japparna bara på äta glass tydligen och skriva lite nya sånger. Och sen om några månader så kanske hoppar de in i studion igen. Tell me, Ben, what have you... What projects do you have going on? You have your own show, but what, anything else?
Well, we're doing that, and then after that, I might be in an Adam Sandler movie, or a Cameron Crowe movie, maybe both. And then after that, I wrote a movie with some friends called Kiss a Good Man's Ass, and we might do that. It'll take about 2 months. And I was just talking about 69 Eyes video, possibly in August.
Smart.
Eventuellt en 69 Eyes video kommer Bam också att regissera. Han har ju regisserat många Him-videon, CKY-videon och allt sånt här. Och så kommer han vara med i några filmer också.
Som att då två möten med Bam Margera på Ruisokin skulle ha räckt till. Bam var nämligen en vanlig syn på festivalen nästan, eller flera år i sträck åtminstone. Framförallt om Him uppträdde där, och det var nu typ varannat år. Nå, vi hoppar ett år framåt. 2005, Bam är där igen. Det här gången delvis också i jobbsyfte, för han var där och filmade lite av sin serie Viva la Bam, och han hade också filmat där i en vecka redan med finska dudesen, och så hade han också med sig sina härliga föräldrar, April och Phil Margera.
So, April and Phil, welcome to Finland.
Thank you. We're having a great time.
You just told me you arrived a week ago. What have you been doing?
We've been here for a week. We're filming Viva la Bam and visiting with our friends at Dudesen's, and they're also on the show, and I think we're on their show.
Yeah, we did some crazy things at the ranch.
Okay, yeah. So what stunts have you experienced on your visit to Finland? What stunts?
Oh my gosh, what stunts?
Well, we've water hosed Yuka.
Oh yeah, Yuka. Yuka in the outhouse. Yeah, we blew
completely
him out
down.
A fire hose?
Fire hose, knocked it completely down.
Yeah, he was in there. On this farm, they had an outhouse, and we just thought it would be funny to, like, well, actually, Yarby opened the door.
And then Yarby
had the hose, and we blew out the whole back of it, blew him off the toilet. It was so funny. That was fun.
Yeah. Doesn't seem yet like you're as shocked anymore as you seem on the shows.
Yeah, the shock is getting better, but they still manage to surprise us all the time, because they always tell us that we're off, or it's a lunch break, or, you know, we never see the stuff coming. Like, they put my car on the deck during what I thought was lunch. Like, they're like, okay, break, crap, you know, we're broken for lunch. And we go out, and there's my car on the deck. Or they'll tell us that we're off.
But I'm teaching her to be calmer, because I'm used to it, and I teach her to be calm.
You teach me to be calm.
A little bit calmer.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I'll just translate here in the middle to Swedish, if it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Så det är alltså här med Phil och April Margera, som har varit faktiskt en vecka här, och de har filmat Viva la Bam showen här, och de har också deltagit lite med Extreme Dudesons här, och de verkar inte så hemskt chockerad mer, att det är liksom allt det här. De börjar vara ganska vana med det här, att saker blir uppsprängda, och det gör lite ont och så här. Is it your first time in Finland?
Yes.
Our first time. Yes. Bam's what, 25th time or something?
Yeah, I think he's been here 20,
he's here every
25
year.
Times. Yeah, he loves
for
it.
For New Year's and all that, yep. Every 30 times, probably.
Yeah.
Was it his idea or your idea to come here?
Bam's idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted us all to see it before the show ended. It's our final show, for this season.
This is the finale.
The finale of the season.
We decided after 40 shows that we would end the show on the 40th show in Finland at Ruisrock. So we decided that was the best idea. And then I think Viva la Bam will go to cartoon.
Really?
Yeah.
A couple scenes
like
of
Simpsons,
cartoon.
Kind of.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing, is it?
No, it's going to be a little bit different, but we have some pretty good plans for it. It's pretty funny. Yeah, I think it'll be good. But you guys have a lot more shows to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you expect everyone to know who you are? Everyone wants to shake hands with you and do interview. Did you expect anything like that?
No.
Here?
No. We really didn't think that. Well, you never know how many people watch the show.
Yeah.
And it seems like the further away we get from United States or whatever, you know, you kind of think that maybe they won't know who you are, or maybe a lot of people don't watch the show, but I guess a lot of people are. So, and everybody's been so sweet and nice here. Very respectful.
Yeah, in Germany we knew we were number one on MTV, but we didn't know in Finland we were that popular.
Yeah.
So yeah, we found that out being here this week.
Yeah, and the kids are great. They're great. I love their outfits. I love the way they're dressed. I love the music. And thank God for rock and roll. Thank God. It's back. Because there's not much over there.
Really?
The good stuff, I think, is over here, right?
Yeah, that's why Bam's bringing it to America somehow.
I know. You got to hurry up and get over there.
April och Phil hade inte väntat att de skulle vara så kända här. De visste att i Amerika, är det, alltså i Tyskland, så är det mycket populärt det här programmet. Men de har varit mycket överraskade åtminstone att alla har känt igen dem och alla vill prata med dem och sånt här. Och de ville filma just den här Viva La Bam-finalen, det vill säga sista avsnittet av Viva La Bam, den här säsongen, ville de filma just här i samband med Ruizrock. Och efter det här så blir eventuellt Viva La Bam en tecknad serie som ju inte helt samma sak, men de lär ska ha mycket bra idéer och sånt här. So Bam has introduced you into a lot of Finnish bands. You are very familiar with the Him guys. What other Finnish bands do you know?
We know the guys from 69 Eyes, and we spent a day with Uzi, and this band here, Negative, is on Viva La Bands. So we know these guys, and who else do we know?
Cradle of Filth, but they're not from Finland, right? They're from England.
They're
from
UK.
Yeah. Oh, UK, okay.
Cradle of Filth, and of course, Him. You know, and all the guys from Him, we love it when they come and stay with us, and it's great.
We've seen him a dozen times in America, first time here in Finland.
Awesome. So you're going to watch the show, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, where are we watching it from? The backstage? Or
I don't know. If we see it from
wherever
backstage, we may not
from,
be able to like see the whole thing really well. Even though these monitors are great, but I like to see it from backstage. Can't wait for 69 Eyes. Can't wait for Him. And Negative is great, too. We'll watch them on the monitors.
I bet many people ask this thing from you. What's the worst thing Bam has done?
What's the worst thing Bam has done?
Worst stunt.
Oh my God. That skate park was horrible. I mean, that skate park, they...
In the house.
Yeah.
Well, you say the blue paint was a nightmare.
The blue paint, that blue kitchen, oh. We still have blue paint everywhere. But that wrecking ball was pretty... That was my worst night.
Yeah, the wrecking ball. She was going to stand in front of it no matter what.
Yeah, yes. They were going to put the wrecking ball
through the
big palladium window. And I actually wouldn't move. And they said, we're going to put the palladium...
It swayed next to her. I said, hey, get out of the way.
It's going to go. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to stand here. You're going to... No way. There's like, no way. He's my witness.
And his wake-ups. You lose a lot of sleep because you're always afraid to sleep. The wake-ups get crazy.
What's the worst wake-up?
The water in Germany.
The water or the plunger that almost sucked out my eardrum? Maybe that one.
That wasn't a wake-up for me. That water in Germany.
Up. Yeah.
They dumped a huge bucket of
10
water
gallons
on
bucket
us
of water.
In Germany. When we were outside of Bavaria, I think. And they had a plastic liner on the bed, so it just filled up like a pool. Like we were just like laying in like water.
Look at this guy.
It was unbelievable.
Looks like Joe.
Unbelievable.
Phil har blivit väckt upp ganska många gånger, och det värsta gången var just den här nyss i Tyskland, så fick han en sjuk mängd med vatten på sig så att nästan trumhinnorna sprack på honom. Och nu håller på att riva hela huset också i ett skede med en sån här stor kula som man då river hus med, men det gjorde de inte sen sist och slutligen. Och det skate-ramperna in i huset, det var också helt tillräckligt och sådär. So what is Bam the same without the cameras? He's completely the same kid without the cameras, or?
Maybe even worse without the cameras. I don't know. He's always the same. It's never a dull moment. It's always crazy.
But do you ever get like really upset, really angry? You usually laugh to all these things, whatever he does.
Yeah, I don't get mad at him. He's too nice. Yeah, like you said, maybe when the cameras aren't, he's extra nice. So yeah, we don't get mad. We have fun.
När kameran är på så är han kanske ännu snällare än han brukar vara. Sen när kamerorna är inte med, men de blir aldrig arga, att han är alltid så gullig. Så. I noticed, Phil, you have a t-shirt that does not have a picture of a burger.
Oh yeah, he didn't get to this one. But all my other ones, they're wearing out, but they still have burgers on them.
I know, the shorts. It's pants is terrible. Yeah. It's everywhere.
Because I thought it was great when he put all these burger pictures on all the shirts. I thought, okay, it couldn't be all the shirts. But when you watch the season and all the clothes you were wearing.
It was every single shirt in the drawer. And, I mean, that was actually 2.5 years ago. So we did, my son's, you know, my oldest son with CKY has the foreign objects. And so he gave him a brand new shirt so he doesn't have a burger on it. It's such a treat.
But it could have been worse than a burger, you know?
Yeah, I didn't mind the burger. I thought it was like, you know how they have alligators? I got a burger. Other people have a little alligator.
So funny. Like everywhere, even his good shirts, like his nice button.
Dress shirts.
How about suits?
No, I couldn't.
I don't wear suits that often. He didn't hit the couple suits.
He didn't hit the suits. But they got the shirts that go under the suit.
Okay. Dress shirts. Yeah, we got them.
Yep.
Phil fick erkänna bild på hamburgare på alla sina kläder han har. Men nu faktiskt har han kanske den enda t-skjortan på sig som inte har en hamburgare på sig. So, Bam, do you know any new Finnish bands? You get these new Finnish bands all the time. Do you have any new Finnish bands that you like?
I think just right now we're trying to get Negative to come to America and play at the Roxy in Los Angeles because Alina here has the keys to the Roxy, so we go there and we drink for free and then they can play and it'll be all sorted out, but as long as they play one venue, I don't think they're going to make their money back with all the plane tickets.
Have you heard the new forthcoming Hillman album?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Oh, it's definitely their best one for sure. They just shot a video of a music video called Rip the Wings Off a Butterfly, and it's their best song for sure. And there's like Killing Loneliness, which is probably going to be their second single, and then Play Dead, which will be their third. But the whole entire album's amazing. Like,
okay,
definitely reached the next level, I say.
You once told me that Ville hasn't written the songs he writes are good. What about sometimes he writes a bad song?
Ville wrote a bad song with Uncle Matt and the Shipbirds, and it's called I Just Want to Fuck with a Piece of Toilet Paper Hanging Out of My Ass, and they played it on the radio on Radio Band Super 28 Faction, and yeah, they just improvised it, and Ville actually wrote a bad song.
It was so funny, though. He actually sang backup.
I just want to fuck a piece of toilet paper hanging out of my ear.
Has Bam convinced you to take any heartogram tattoos?
No, not yet.
My mom got mad at Don Vito for getting one, so she disowned him, so I'm not going to do it.
Well, we have Kat here from LA with the tattoo gun.
I'm not doing it.
She goes crazy, as you can see. I just got four of them yesterday.
I know, crazy at a party.
Four and a half an
at
hour,
a party.
Seems like.
Really?
At a party.
I got
a party!
Okay, me, Villa, his girlfriend, Alina, the Russian mail order bride, Gas Lipstick, and this chick, Jen, and Kat all got Dilligaff, which is Do I Look Like I Give a Fuck on a wrist. And then I got Nidiot on my ass with Villa. And then I got Glitter Gulch, which is Don Vito's favorite strip club, on my leg. And then I got Nymphetamine on my arm, which is a play for words from a cool band named Cradle of Filth.
De hade lite roligt med tatueringspennar igår kväll. De tog en hel del tatueringar. Vem avslöjde också att han har hört den nya Him-skivan, och det är den bästa skivan hittills. De har gjort en ny video också på den här i USA. Så att hoppas att ni alla väntar på det. Well, you've now only experienced the Finnish summer. When will you come here in the winter?
I know. I can't even imagine because it just is never dark. And I mean, I can't imagine darkness all the time except for 2 hours of light.
Well, Bam comes for New Year's, but we can't this New Year's. Maybe next New Year's.
Yeah.
Because my parents are having their 50th anniversary this New Year's.
We're having a big party.
So maybe the next one we'll come out with him.
I know. We really kind of need him home, but I don't know. I think he's going to ditch us.
Do you remember the first time you saw Bam on TV making a stunt or something, not just skating or something?
I think, the first time, we were just saying this today, the first time that we saw CKY won, the first CKY,
like a David Lee Roth.
I think we knew it was going to kind of catch on because it was pretty funny.
But for TV, was the Tony Hawk tour first or Jackass first? Because he was on the TV for Tony Hawk's tour.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
And he was doing some crazy stuff
for
that.
It's just, it's actually still surreal.
To just even see him on shows.
I mean, you know, he's on talk shows, and even just seeing ourselves on the show is just kind of freaky. You know, or hearing my own voice when we're going through an airport. You know, it's just weird.
Okay.
Very weird.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and hope to see you in Finland soon.
Oh, thanks. We enjoyed it so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bam nämner där alltså en tatuerare som heter Kat, och ja, det var Kat Von D. Hon satt bredvid mig där under intervjun. Och Kat Von D var under det här skedet, alltså sommaren 2005, så var hon inte någon sån här global kändis. Men kort efter det här så blev hon sen, senast ju då med, hon var med i Miami Ink och sen startade en egen LA Ink, och sen blev hon ju en global superstjärna och alla vet vem hon är nu för tiden. Men jag satt där bredvid henne och chitchattade lite med henne också. Och sen den väldigt, väldigt trevliga familjen Margera, April Margera, hon skickade mig ett handskrivet brev några veckor efter det här. Hon skickade med en skiva med ett band som heter CKY. Hon skickade en massa kort som jag fortfarande har kvar. Var där autografer med alla som var med i Viva La Band och sånt här. I det här skedet när intervjun gjordes, det var alltså sommaren 2005, så hade Bam redan fått höra det kommande Him-albumet. Och det här var ett album som blev att heta Dark Light. Och det släpptes sen på hösten 2005. Och det här... Det här blev Hims största hitskiva under hela deras karriär. Det har gått bra, deras album har sålt bra överallt i hela världen, men Dark Light var piken. Det är fortfarande det enda albumet av en finsk artist som sålt guld i USA. Det har ingen annan klarat av, inte före det och inte ännu efter det. Albumet sålde också guld i England och i Tyskland, så inte dåligt.